The payouts amounting to nearly $408,000 were facilitated by the African Risk Capacity Group and the KfW Development Bank after the UN Refugee Agency Office in Malawi leveraged the group's innovative replica program. This program enables humanitarian actors to purchase insurance on behalf of countries to address climate-related disasters. Officials of the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, say the beneficiaries will receive approximately $33 per household per month for 3 months to enhance food security. Precious Nkuka is the development officer for UNHCR in Malawi.
The payout that has come from this is targeting those that are taking part in agricultural activities and have suffered the effects of El Nino or drought that came last year. We have 4,000 households that are benefiting from this.
Some of the money will go to refugees' communities, with the rest going to Malawians that are hosting them. In August, the Malawi government received an insurance payout of $11.2 million to support the country's recovery, largely blamed on the El Nino weather pattern. The African Risk Capacity Group Replica Program allows humanitarian actors to purchase an insurance on behalf of countries to address climate-related disasters. The group says the approach ensures that more people in need, including refugees, can be reached with critical assistance. Evaristos Kasunda is the country engagement manager at African Risk Capacity.
Our model as African Risk Capacity is to help countries plan, prepare and respond to adverse conditions like the El Nino. And this is what we are witnessing here. So that the community that is receiving, we just want them not to get into negative coping. If we just leave them like that, they'll start selling assets.
Some beneficiaries of the payouts say they will use the money to buy seeds. However, others say the payment is too little to compensate them for crops they lost to the drought. The Dzaleka camp is home to refugees and asylum seekers from Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Rwanda, and Somalia. The camp originally was intended to accommodate about 12,000 refugees, but now is a home to more than 50,000. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.